Doctor, the TARDIS, I can see it.
I don't think we're going to make it.
Yes, we will. Now run. Look out, Rob.
We've made it. Open the door, Doctor.
I'm trying, Rob. Come on, old girl. Don't let me down now. Goodness, I managed to recall the TARDIS to Mogador. I thought when the time ring stopped working, we'd be stuck there forever.
Oh, I don't think I like the cliff, Doctor. In fact, I don't think I like anything with fangs, fins and prison smellier than the TARDIS laundry basket after we accidentally created that artificial life form from Nick's old socks.
Yes, let's never go there again.
Well, we wouldn't have had to have gone to Mogador at all if it wasn't for you two.
I said we were sorry.
Yeah, we didn't mean it. It was just a joke.
You tell me the Daleks have invaded the TARDIS for a joke?
Well, how were we to know you'd whip out your time ring and transport us off to some alien planet?
Yes, and that the Mogadorians have just started their bicentennial 10-year war with the Cliff to determine who is the rightful owner of the Holy Shield of Grop, when all the visitors to the normally peaceful planet are captured as prisoners of war and imprisoned in the mud mines of Mogador for the entire duration of the conflict.
Daleks indeed, as if. Oh, just go and clean yourselves up, both of you. The time-space telegraph. It's receiving an incoming communication. Well, well, well. After so many years. Come on, old girl. I've got an appointment to keep.
Why do I have to wear these stupid clothes?
At least your costume has a hat that keeps your ears warm. This wind is sending a draft right up my...
It's a Deerstalker, and this is the Isle of Skye on the 31st of December, 1899. We're right on the coastline. See the sea over there?
I see the sea. Hey, it's New Year's Eve. We should be going to a party.
Oh, we are.
Doctor, what's going on? Why are we here?
We're here because you both deserve a break, and it's been at least 3 years since we had a New Year's Eve. It's the dawn of the 20th century, and Lady Rosalind Carrington of Carrington Castle is celebrating in style. See it up there in the distance?
Looks a bit haunted to me, Doctor.
Yes, I don't like the look of it.
Nevertheless, that's where we're going. Come on.
Oh, come on then, let's get moving. Can I wear your hat, Nick?
No, get your own.
You two, pack it in.
Michaels, ensure there is a well-lit fire tonight. Our guests are soon to arrive.
The stranger, m'lady?
Indeed, indeed. He was always a stranger. The mysterious doctor, always a companion or two at his side.
I will ensure the guest room is also prepared, madam.
He'll have 2 super sleuths with him. Keep minds to match his own. The Doctor only travels with the fiercest of intellectual equals, Michaels.
I tell you, it was Wincy Willis!
It was never Wincy Willis. You don't know what you're talking about. Anne Diamond was the best TVAM presenter by far.
Wincy!
Anne!
Wincy!
Anne!
Pack it in, you two. Doesn't matter. Besides, everyone knows that Lorraine Kelly was the true queen of 80s daytime television.
We're almost there. It's a scary looking place.
Ooh. Well, I hope we don't meet any ghosts.
May I take your hat and coat, sir?
God, yes.
Wowee, this is amazing! A bona fide oldie castle. There's a moose's head up there, just turn to watch me walk by.
And a wonderful stuffed bear, I see.
Here we are, gentlemen.
Oh, look out, Barrington, old boy. More guests.
Seems my cousin appears to have invited the servants to her New Year's celebrations.
Oi, this is my best jacket.
Good day, gentlemen. We're delighted to be here. Lady Carrington certainly has a lavish home.
Yes, the candelabrum would certainly put a smile on the face of my teller, eh, James?
Barrington, please. This is no time for such talk. Can't you see the poor gentleman are chilled from the cold, and very probably dashed parched to boot? Michaels, whiskey's all round.
Ah, I'll have a glass of water, thank you. And something non-alcoholic for my two young friends. Some sort of cherry drink, perhaps.
Of course, sir.
Oh, thanks, Doctor.
My name is Sir James Padbury, sir. My father, affectionately known among the gentry as Daddy Paddy, is the Earl of Fife.
And who's the beanpole with the face like a wet weekend in Wales?
That's Barrington Carrington, sir. Lady Rosalind's cousin.
Sir, a servant's place is not to gossip about his master's family to the other guests. I shall see that you are relieved of your duties here as soon as your evening's work has been concluded.
I'm sorry, sir. Truly I am.
Hang about. He didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. Pick on him, you pick on us, meathead.
Well, yeah. I know all the impertinence of it all.
My friends, my old friends, and my family, welcome to Carrington Manor on this inhospitable night. I hope that despite the storm, the new century that is almost upon us finds you in good fortune.
Some hope of that.
You should have invested it more wisely, old boy.
For those of you who notice the strangers in our midst, the Doctor is an old friend. I hope you will make him and his two young friends, Nick and Rob, very welcome.
What's going on? How does she know who we are?
Well, your names were on the invitations. Just behave like civilized guests, both of you.
Now, I expect you're wondering why you're here.
It's to see in the new year, isn't it, Rossi?
Oh, well, do be quiet, James, and let her finish.
Who's the barnacled walrus in the corner? He hasn't said 2 words so far.
That's Lord Russell Cheshire, Lady Rosalind's brother-in-law. A rather lonely old man, I'm afraid.
Well, yes, but I also have another reason for asking you all here. Tonight, we will observe... Curse of Ratana Pura!
Ratana Pura? But isn't that...
Yes, James. The jewel of Ratana Pura, an ancient family treasure.
Blimey! A diamond!
Look at the size of that thing, Doctor. It must be worth a fortune.
And so it is, young man. £1 million fortune, no less. But my family has passed down the diamond at a price. We are plagued by a curse. 100 years of bad luck.
Rosalind!
I'm sorry, my dear Rusty, but this is important. You, of all people, should know that. My own dear sister Enid died young, and in torment, as did my late husband, Royston. This gemstone has brought unhappiness and misery upon us for long enough, but tonight... The curse will end.
I don't understand. If the diamond was that much trouble, why didn't you just sell it?
Oh, because she couldn't. Not without losing her social standing. It's all she's got now. Fesha's voice didn't ever let anything behind but bad debts.
I don't expect you to understand, young man. The Ratana Pura diamond has given status to my family name. It kept the business in the public eye when Royston was alive, and it makes me someone of note now. Without it, I'd have been nothing. So I've waited for this day.
And what's so special about tonight? Why will the curse end now?
Because it's 100 years since the Ratana Pura was first won by my great-uncle, Teddy Carrington. 100 years to the night. It all began on New Year's Eve, 1799.
I will not be swindled again by your cheating words, sir.
Take that back. I am a man of honour.
If you were as honourable as you were of underhand, Lord Bubby, I would certainly agree.
One day, Teddy Smythe. One day I will beat you once and for all.
I raise you 3 guineas, sir.
I see you 3, and raise you 3.
I see you 3, and I raise you £10.
You'll go too far one day, Teddy.
How much more have you got, Lord Bobby?
I see you 10, and raise you the diamond of Ratana Pura.
You can't! You just can't!
Can you afford to see me? Teddy?
No! No, you know I can't! Die, swine!
You will not! Yeah!
To save your breath! I told you, Bobby! I always win in the end!
Then I curse you! For the next century, you and all your tainted family will live in the shadow of Ratana Pura.
My great uncle was a scoundrel, like his father before him. He lost the game, but shot Bobby Jameson and took the Ratana Pura anyway.
That's a very tragic story, Rosalind. I mean, Lady Carrington. And how did the diamond end up in your care?
Eventually, after several years of bad luck, Sir Teddy realised that the curse was real and gave it away to his sister, my mother, and that's how it came to me.
By rights, of course, the Ratana Pura should have been mine. He was my great-grandfather.
How very neat. And what about you, Lord Cheshire? You're very quiet. What do you think about the curse?
Well, it's nonsense, of course, Doctor. But I was waiting for the end of the story. The final part of the curse.
The final part?
The curse will end when the ghost of Lord Bobby Jameson appears to relinquish it. And that will happen here, tonight, at midnight.
So that's it! You don't want to face the ghost alone!
Oh, great! The first New Year's party I've been invited to for ages, and the special guest is a ghost!
Bah, I've never heard anything so ridiculous in all my life.
Then none of us has anything to fear. Real or not, tonight we shall see. But let us not allow the curse to ruin our enjoyment of the evening. We will reconvene here at 5 minutes to midnight, and all will be revealed.
Did you hear her? Don't let the curse or the ghost ruin your evening. She's round the twist.
No, she's not, Rob. Just keep your eyes open and see what you can discover.
Oh, I want to go back to the TARDIS. There were no ghosts there.
Doctor, level with us, will you? There's something funny going on here, and you know what it is, don't you?
Well, I admit we were invited here in good faith. But now even I'm gaining my suspicions that things here aren't quite right. And that's all the more reason to stay. I suggest you ask to be taken to your guest rooms and freshen up. And whatever you do, stay out of trouble.
Michaels? I'm going to take the Ratana Pura back to my bedroom for safekeeping until midnight.
Very good, m'lady.
What a caper, eh, Barrington?
Caper, what? Oh, yes, well, it's quite ridiculous. If you ask me, she's called this whole gathering just to rub my face in it.
Oh, you don't mean that, old boy.
Oh, believe me, I do. The rat and the pure should be mine, passed from father to son. How convenient, and there's this so-called curse attached to it. The not one that forbids my dear cousin from wearing the diamond she swans among the gentry, enjoying her wretched status.
She wears the diamond all the time? Or perhaps she keeps it somewhere away from view.
What are you getting at?
There are still 3 hours between now and midnight. I saw the way you looked at the diamond.
Look here, James. What are you insinuating? You're a fine one to be accusing me. And it's not as if I need the money, is it? I'm not the one with the creditors knocking on his door.
She's my best friend.
We have a saying down at the club. Blood is thicker than water, but money is tighter than friendship. Hey, old boy?
It's a bit musty in here.
Hang our tuxes up, will you? We'll need to get changed later.
What do you make of all this, Nick? I'm not sure I like it one bit. All this talk of ghosts and curses.
I agree. Something's been making me feel uncomfortable, and now I think I know what it is. It's all too predictable. We've been invited here to this big dark house in the middle of nowhere, and the lady of the house flashes us an impossibly expensive diamond before leaving us alone. It's like we should be expecting the diamond to be stolen and someone to get murdered, leaving us to work out who.
Like a murder mystery, you mean?
Or some kind of sick game. You know what I think? I think we should steal it.
What? Are you insane? They'll clap me in irons. I'm too young to go to the tower.
This isn't the Middle Ages. Anyway, we won't really steal it. I read somewhere that it's not actually theft unless you take something off the premises.
Oh, Nick, I think that only applies to DIY stores.
Look, if we steal it, no one else can. At least then the diamond will be safe, and we can give it back at midnight. Say we were guarding it for her.
Oh, I'm not sure the doctor would approve.
Well, we won't tell him then. I'm not being dragged into some game of hunt the murderous diamond thief in the dark. I heard Lady Rosalind tell Michaels that she was putting the diamond back in her room until midnight. We'll sneak in now and take it.
Barrington, I should have known I'd find you skulking about the landing.
Actually, I was trying to find the restroom, Rusty. What's your excuse?
I don't even know why you're here. Got a sniff of the rat in the pura, did you? I hear Rosalind usually keeps it locked away in a secret safe. But I'm sure you know about that. Tried to get her drunk, have you? Tried to get her to tell you the combination?
Those are scandalous lies. Rumours put about to discredit my business position.
I never heard any rumours. Now get out of my way. Take your hands off me, you scoundrel!
Oh, you're so perfect, aren't you? Such the gentleman. If only everyone knew your dirty little secret.
What? What are you talking about?
Your precious Enid. Run over by a court horse aged 27. Pah! Pure balderdash.
Leave Enid out of this.
Except I know she was murdered. Whoring herself around London to pay off your bar tabs.
You can prove nothing, you unscrupulous rogue.
Perhaps. And perhaps not. But if you dare blacken my name just once more, any proof I might have is going straight to the editor of the Times. The good name of you and your damn business will be left in tatters on the front page of the broadsheets.
And if you're after the rat in the pura, I'll make sure you don't get it.
I'll show that trumped-up old bastard. And Rosalind, too. Hello? Who's there? Is that you, James? Come on out right now. You don't scare me. What? Someone's locked the door. Stay back! Who are you? Speak! Speak, damn you!
I am the spirit of Sir Bobby Jameson, and the embodiment of the curse of Ratanapura.
Jameson? From the story?
The curse ends tonight. But if the Ratanapura is stolen, the curse will live on.
Leave me alone! I don't want to steal it!
If the diamond is stolen, I will curse you for the next 100 years!
Must have a brandy. Can't be real. It can't be real.
I've never been in a lady's private chambers before.
You do surprise me.
Where do you think the family jewels are kept?
Dressing table? Maybe it's in a jewellery box.
Shh! What? I thought I heard something.
Maybe it's your imagination playing tricks with your heart.
No, wait. Listen.
I am the spirit of Sir Bobby Jameson, and the embodiment of the curse of Ratanapura.
Ruddy Nora! It's an actual real-life ghost!
Stay back, whoever you are!
Will fall on whoever steals the diamond.
Oh, we weren't going to nick it. Honest, it was just a loan.
Hang on, Rob. There's something not quite right about this. There's no such thing as ghosts.
The curse of Ratanapura will haunt your dreams. The curse will haunt your dreams.
I said... There's no such thing as ghosts! You see?
It looked pretty convincing to me.
It could have been a projection. Anyone with an Enchuka laser and a microstatic beam wedge could do it.
Yeah, and how many people in this century do you think would have those things?
Good point. Anyway... Let's get this diamond and scram before we're caught.
Even after what the ghost said?
Rob, I've told you, there's no such thing. I don't know what it was, but I do know that if ghosts did exist, then they'd have better things to do than to hover around protecting people's valuables. Now we must find the diamond.
Cripes!
Looking for the diamond, are we, boys?
Sir James Padbury!
I think you two have some explaining to do.
This is not quite as I expected. Quite a lot has changed here. There's someone in the study. It's Lady Rosalind.
There are no such things as ghosts, my dear. No spirits or phantoms. It's a trap, that's all. My actions will be vindicated. You'll see.
Can I help you, sir?
Sorry, I was just looking for the cloakroom.
It's in the other direction, sir. Past the drawing room, along the corridor, and on the left just before the kitchens. Shall I escort you?
No, that's fine. I'm sure I'll be able to find the way.
The other direction, sir.
Oh, yes, of course. Now, I wonder who Lady Rosalind was talking to. This is all very strange indeed.
We were doing some dusting.
Come on now, fellas. I think this is what's known as a red-handed situation.
Okay. We came in here to find the diamond. But we don't want to steal it. We were just worried someone else might, so we thought we'd protect it.
Well... While we're here, let's take a look at the little shiner, shall we? I believe Lady Rosalind keeps it in a teak jewellery box her mother gave her. It's over here.
You know, maybe I've been adventuring for too long, Rob. Maybe all those schemes we foiled for alien warlords to take over the world have made me overly suspicious. But there's something wrong about all of this. Who flashes around a huge diamond, then leaves it in a room to be stolen, in an unlocked box?
Elton John?
You know, boys, I believe that neither of you are thieves.
Thank Crunchy! If only everyone was so open-minded when they catch us trying to pinch their crown jewels.
Why do you believe it, Sir James?
Well, you can't be thieves because someone has beaten you to it. The diamond, it's already been stolen!
But how?
We obviously weren't quick enough. Hey, we didn't take it, you know.
Well, of course not. I overheard you looking for it when I came in.
Well, that's blown a hole in the dinghy.
Well, it can't have been gone for long. I'm going to see what the other guests are up to.
Good luck.
Very odd.
What, the diamond beast?
No, him. What was he doing in here when he found us?
I'm not going to find out anything sticking to the beaten track. I wonder what's in here. The kitchen's deserted, like the rest of the house. I think Rosalind must have been struggling for money more than she's letting on. It seems as if all the servants have been laid off. I wonder if...
Don't move another muscle, or I'll fill your skull with lead.
You think he was coming here to steal it himself and got beaten to it like we did?
No, I think he pocketed it just now when he opened the box and made out he'd be beaten to it.
Hell, I didn't think of that. But isn't he supposed to be Lady Rosalind's oldest friend?
I also overheard him telling that Barrington bloke that he had gambling debts. The creditors were on his doorstep, he said. People will do anything when they're desperate. I should know. That sounded like a gun!
Remember what I said? This is all too predictable. A theft and a death, I predicted. Well, we've had the theft.
And now the gunshots!
Rob, I think somebody's just been murdered!